Why are you alive? There are so many answers to this question that choosing which answers to talk about is the difficult part. We could say that life is about reconnecting to God, divine consciousness. Life is about growing physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Life is about having experiences that facilitate growth, which, of course, all experience can do if we interpret them in certain ways. All of these processes could be to support our expressions in the world we live in. Today, this talk is Expressing Yourself. Everything and everyone expresses the self. More evolved people also express the uppercase S, self. Let me distinguish between the lowercase self from the uppercase self. My opinion is that the lowercase self is what we have learned and believed ourselves to be. We use the feedback of others. We use our own judgments. We use comparison to classify ourselves and other people. This self is not the true us. It is more like the clothing we have chosen or that was chosen for us to wear. On the other hand, I imagine the uppercase self to be the soul part of us. It is the us that is connected to divine consciousness. It awaits the lowercase self's awakening and elevation toward it. The capital S self would see things with eyes of love, hear things with ears of love, and speak with the voice of love. The lowercase self is too often uncontrolled by the human ego, which knows little or nothing about love. As we express our energies physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, we experience the effects. We feel what it feels like. We see and hear how our expressions affect other people and things. If the results are desirable results, we will tend to repeat the expressions. If the results are not desirable, we will tend to modify our expressions or stop them altogether. If we think our expression is only about what we want, we may be selling ourselves, both the lowercase and uppercase self, short. Our humanness will usually prioritize comfort, convenience, satisfaction, and gratification of the senses over balancing our self-interest with the self-interest of others, brotherly love, or ultimately, unconditional love. We will use our energies to express, to acquire more energies, what we want. That can include energies from others in the form of attention, approval, assistance, and rewards. We will use our energies, thoughts, feelings, words, actions, to preserve those energies that we have. We will translate the energies we acquired and preserved into meanings about ourselves, others, life, God, what's possible, and so on. We digest what happened, assimilate parts of the meanings into our sense of self, and thereby shape our identities. We will then express our energies even more, this time not just about getting, but mainly about giving. This is where the orange tree blossoms and starts to grow oranges. For you and me, this is where we start using our talents, passions, and resources to build, to create something of value. Doing something of value seems to be the natural step that follows being of value. In that sentence, I may have just touched upon the two most difficult steps in life: believing you have value, believing what you do has value. It is easy to dismiss one's own value as being so limited that it is of no consequence. That is a lie told by the ego, trying to incite more action to fulfill its four driving needs. Years and years ago, I was encouraged to take professional acting classes to open up my willingness to express myself. I did. I immediately recognized that having another actor play off made it so much more fun and interesting. At the very minimum, our physical existence, the reason for our being, has value because we give other people the chance to play off us, how they act, that is, the roles they choose to play, are up to them. We don't and can't control how they process environmental signals to include how they respond to us. It is safe to assume that if we are powerful, and most of us are more powerful than we realize, others will go into resonance with our vibrations when they interact with us. If we are a lighter, higher vibration, we will tend to elevate those around us. If we are ego-driven, we will tend to trigger the ego in others, leading to competition or conflict. When we dismiss our values, it may be because we compare ourselves to some of the other 7 billion people on Earth and judge our credentials to be insufficient. In this case, we would be overlooking the reality that our experiences are credentials. If our experiences mean we have spent less time and money sitting in classrooms, that only means we spent less time and money sitting in classrooms, learning how to pass examinations and, occasionally, learning the subject matter. No one in the history of the world, with all the people who have lived, who are living now, or who will live in the future, has had the thoughts, feelings, said or heard the words you have, or experienced the actions you have. You are unique in all the world. You are a point of consciousness that makes the picture of humanity complete. You have value. Millions of living things express themselves. Think of all the trees, flowering plants, ants, bugs, fruit trees, and what we call weeds. They express their consciousness. They don't control how their expressions are received. No orange tree knocks on the farmer's door to say, "Hey, you forgot to pick one of the oranges off me. Come out and pick it up." We humans, on the other hand, try to take control of what we say, how others hear or see it, how they can respond to it, and the feedback that they are allowed to give us. That scenario is not workable. Freedom is such a high human value that the infringement of it is vigorously rejected and resisted by everyone except the most beaten down people. You may be saying to yourself, "Yes, I get it. I know I want to express and I need to express, but I don't know what to express." I think it's relatively easy to decide on a direction for expressing yourself. All you have to do is notice what interests you, what you want to learn more about, and then look at how divine consciousness supports the well-being of its creations. If the most powerful currents of energy flows from the divine are toward growth, which is mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual growth, nurturing and nourishing in all ways, healing and repair, protection in all ways, the fulfillment of need, providing work, facilitating survival, recognizing the fact of rhythm in daily life, and all of those are governed by the law of cause and effect. Why wouldn't you and me find the flows most interesting and engaging of our passions and talents to use for our expressions of self? I want to talk about how we sabotage our expression of uppercase self. We understand how imaginative human beings can be. We can think up amazing things, scenarios, arts, etc. Two areas that can subvert us are when we think obstacles into existence that we then imagine ourselves to be rejecting or battling. I noticed this tendency on the highway while driving. I had the options of 1, noticing what is. I also could imagine what I was observing to be a problem for me that I would have to deal with. The third option is to imagine how I was going to deal with the problems I just created in my imagination. There was no safety, convenience, or comfort threat to me, but through ego-driven judgments, I became aware of my choices as I drove. We could say a problem is a problem. In self-improvement circles over the years, people were told to label a problem as an opportunity or as a challenge. Apparently, the word problem was a problem. I don't have a problem with a problem, or an opportunity, or a challenge. However, when we create problems through the ego activity and imagination, the creation of the problem is the problem, not the problem we created. If we constantly create problems that don't have to exist, it either gives us an excuse not to express our creative self freely, or we do it as a way to self-distract and avoid expressing the self. Most of us have used or heard the excuse, "Oh, I would have done X, but I couldn't because of Y." That's self-sabotage. I'm training to become a Florida Supreme Court certified mediator. The area of conflict most interesting to me personally is the conflict a person has with themselves, between the lower self and the upper self. The idea that we have at least two major energy patterns in everything we do and everything we want to do fascinates me. We want to express the uppercase self, and we don't want to express the uppercase self. Mediating that conflict could provide huge benefits if a person can resolve that situation. Years ago, a world-famous psychic told me, "It's as if you have one foot on the gas pedal and one foot on the brake pedal, both pressed down hard." This is the same psychic who told me an event around the ages of 8 to 10 split me into two parts, a winner and a loser. I can't be the only person to experience the gas pedal, brake pedal conflict in the area of self-expression. From the reported levels of unhappiness in America, I would say this conflict pattern is at epidemic proportions. We are designed to express. Why don't we just do it? Well, we are designed to do more than just express. We are designed to protect our individuality. We are designed to avoid pain. We are designed to survive. We are designed to reproduce, which helps our energies survive. If we knew how to express the self so as to protect our individuality, avoid pain, help us survive and reproduce through children, art, causes, business organizations, and other structures, we would find it easier to take action. What is unsettling is the range of reactions possible from other human beings to anything we want to express. Just look at a YouTube video and read the comments below. These can be horrifyingly hate-filled. Maybe we can view the expressions of ourselves in a variety of ways. If we express something that raises awareness, we could say, "Our expression is enlightening." That sounds ideal to me. But if our expressions trigger hate and criticism, maybe the expressions serve as emetics that cause people to throw up the poisons they have been carrying around inside. Maybe our expressions can be considered laxatives that make people express and admit the shit that is filling their consciousness. We have to realize the following. 1. What we express is a self-description. It says what we are about. 2. The reactions of others are self-descriptions of them that say what they are about. If we can get these two ideas straight and work to manage the vibrational quality of our expressions, we will succeed in our goals. Our expressions are designed to be constructive, to build structures leading to increased well-being. Making noise, ranting, passing wind are not the highest forms of expressing the self. Bringing order to chaos, creating something new out of raw ingredients, are what most people find satisfying. When I look at my messy workplace, I have to admit, it's chaos. It's an odd pattern, in as much as I like other things to be very orderly. This messiness may betray another pattern. Too many things hold my interest, but there is confusion about relative importances. It's as though I have a list in my mind of 10, 50, even 100 things to do, but because they all seem to be more or less equal, very little gets done. Years ago, Marianne helped me identify this habit and deal with it. We were living in Kansas City, Missouri, and we were driving to Branson, Missouri to get it off of our to-do list. Our friends repeatedly told us how great Branson was, so we resolved to check it out for ourselves and to say, "We did it. That's good." On the way, while I drove the car, Marianne used a set of forms from her consulting practice. She questioned me about what I was interested in doing, and she wrote them down. Next, she had me describe the level of reward each activity would give me if I actually did it. After she prioritized them according to the highest level of reward down to the lowest level of reward, Marianne had me identify my ability to execute each of these items on the list. If I had little to no chance to actually succeed at that activity, she deleted it from the list. At the end of this process, that may have taken an hour and a half to 2 hours, I had a list of 5 actions that were high reward, high ability to execute. One of those included my desire to write a children's book, which I accomplished when we returned home after that weekend. The ability to express yourself requires the same type of rigorous pruning. Otherwise, too many projects drain away too much energy, resulting in limited success. Listen for the support that is promised to you and me in the following prayer as we strive to express the self. This is the pluralized version of the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.